From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Saying our greatest hope is for peace, President Trump has reversed decades of U.S. policy by recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. He also set in motion the process of moving the American embassy from Tel Aviv to the ancient holy city. He spoke in an internationally televised 11-minute-long speech from the White House on Wednesday.
While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering. I've judged this course of action to be in the best interests of the United States of America and the pursuit of peace between Israel and the Palestinians. This is a long overdue step to advance the peace process and to work towards a lasting agreement.
Aaron David Miller, who has served as a Middle East advisor to both Republican and Democratic presidents, and is now the vice president of the Woodrow Wilson International Center for Scholars in Washington, said the decision is a textbook example of how to provoke fury in the Arab and Muslim world. He expressed puzzlement at the timing of the decision. He told VOA it's hard to see the political benefits for Trump or the United States. He said, "I cannot identify a single U.S. national interest that is served and serious downsides that are incurred by this move to relocate the embassy." The U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres led the chorus of global voices on Wednesday, urging calm and restraint. This is VOA News. President Trump has ordered American officials to urge Saudi Arabia to allow food, medicine, and fuel into Yemen. In a short statement, Trump said on Wednesday this must be done for humanitarian reasons immediately. He said the Yemeni people desperately need it. Saudi Arabia is one of the closest American allies in the Arab world, but it is unclear exactly what approach American officials and diplomats will take in persuading, or at least trying to persuade, the Saudis to ease the blockade. Russia has been banned from competing in the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea following a 17-month-long investigation by the International Olympic Committee. The committee determined that Russia had deliberately manipulated the global anti-doping program through a state-sponsored conspiracy. Russian officials have reacted with anger, accusing the IOC of being part of an anti-Russian campaign. Correspondent Henry Ridgewell reports.
In the run-up to the IOC decision, ice hockey teams across Russia posted videos on the internet with the message, "We want to go to the Olympics." But their protestations were in vain. To the dismay of many Russians, the president of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, announced the ban Tuesday evening.
This systemic manipulation of the anti-doping system in Russia was an unprecedented attack on the integrity of the Olympic Games. So this is why the IOC Executive Board has today suspended the Russian Olympic Committee with immediate effect.
Over 20 Russian athletes have been banned following doping tests conducted on samples taken at the 2014 Sochi Olympics. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Firefighters were struggling to contain four wildfires in Los Angeles and Ventura counties in California after a blaze broke out Wednesday morning within the city limits of Los Angeles. The wildfires have burned a total of more than 32,000 hectares and threatened more than 12,000 buildings. They've closed highways, schools, and museums, shut down production of television series, and cast a hazardous haze over the region. About 200,000 people were under evacuation orders. No deaths and only a few injuries have been reported. The Los Angeles Fire Department has deployed hundreds of firefighters and has called in helicopters and airplanes to battle the blaze. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.